car courtesy of Hannah, the juniors of Byers Road in the west end of Glasgow.
On 242 metres in the medium wave band, this is Radio Scotland.
Now on Radio Scotland, we invite you to listen to a special message from our Managing Director, Mr. Tommy Shields. Mr. Shields.
Hello, everyone. Yes, it's me, the man in the hot seat at Radio Scotland House, and the first thing I want to do is to apologize to each and every one of you for not being able to talk to you as promised over these last weeks. Frankly, you see, we have been a bit unlucky with the weather, and the first message I recorded some weeks ago wasn't able to get out to the comet in time, but there have been other reasons why I haven't been able to talk to you, and the main one is that we have been very busy indeed trying to iron out the final details of our supporters club. But before I go on to that, I'd just like to say this, that all over the world, every man, woman and child in the universe today is very much aware that we're standing on the brink of perhaps the last war of all, the last major war, and we pray indeed that men, the East and the West, will have the wisdom to see the folly, the utter folly of allowing the war in Israel and in Egypt to go on. We all realize that, as I said earlier, that we are on the brink of another major war, which could well be the end of the world if the nations do not agree and do not find a solution, and very quickly too, to end the bloody fighting in Israel and in Egypt. As I say, it is to be hoped, and we pray indeed that the statesmen of the world will find a very speedy solution to this particular problem, because it is one that has been described over past days as a flashpoint, as a starting ground for a new war. Well, anything I have to say now, of course, will pale into insignificance, but I came here today to make a speech about the supporters club, and I'm speaking ad lib, not speaking of any notes whatsoever, because again we are pressed. In fact, I only have just about half an hour to make this particular tape and to get it into the van and to get it out over to Methil and onto the comet. Well, if I can go back, as I say, to the supporters club, our first idea was to ask you, our loyal audience, to subscribe up to 10 shillings a year to maintain the station on the air, to make up for the inevitable loss of advertising revenue that would be one of the results of the Marine Offences Bill when the Postmaster General brings it into being. Now, I know that many of you will have read of the other offshore radio stations, of their efforts to stay on the air when the bill becomes law. But, frankly, you know, while we shall certainly make every effort to stay on the air, the future looks pretty bleak. So far as finding the money to keep the station on the air is concerned anyway. Now, as I'm sure all of you know already, we exist, we are able to pay our way out of the money paid for by advertisers using our station, our service. And I want to come out here and now and say something that I have long refrained from saying, but I feel that now the time is opportune, and perhaps it would have been far better said a year ago. However, the thing I want to say is this, that one of the reasons why we left the East Coast to move round to the West Coast way back last May, one of the reasons why we moved, as I say, was because of the lack of support from the advertisers in the Edinburgh and Aberdeen areas. Now, I want just to repeat that. We moved from the East to the West Coast because of the complete lack of response from advertisers in the Edinburgh and the Aberdeen areas. Here, you see, we have a station with a vast listening audience in the heart of Scotland, in the Firth of Forth, beaming programmes and messages right across the heart of Scotland and right into the north. And yet, you know, only a handful of advertisers from Edinburgh and Aberdeen are supporting the station. May I just repeat that, please? Only a handful of advertisers from Edinburgh and Aberdeen are supporting the station. Which, I'm afraid, only goes to prove, in fact, that in Scotland, we in Scotland are about 100 years behind our English friends in practically everything we do, but more especially in the fields of advertising and in the public relations aspect as well. You know, scores and scores of local and national, and indeed some international advertisers, are supporting the other offshore radio ships in the south. And yet, while one reads practically every day in the national press in Scotland of the friendship among Scots, Scotland for the Scots, home rule for Scotland, hands off Radio Scotland, etc., 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 I'm afraid that looks all very well in print, and it sounds all right too, but when action is demanded, alas, has been so often proved in the past, nothing is ever done. Well now, so much for our support from Edinburgh and Aberdeen, and indeed from Stirling and Perth and Dundee too. Well, we know we have a very loyal audience all over Scotland, as I've said, but unfortunately, the advertisers in Scotland especially have, and I'm afraid to say this, have let us down very badly. Well, anyway, I said earlier that our initial plan was to ask you to support the station if we were forced off the air because of the Marine Offences Bill. But, now this is important, because we would not be able to guarantee to keep the station going, I will repeat that if I may, because we would not be able to guarantee to keep the station going on the air, we decided to drop that aspect of the plan. After all, it wouldn't be right, would it, to ask you to pay up to 10 shillings a year for a service that we wouldn't be able to provide, or rather may not be able to provide. You see, one of the big problems of maintaining our service would be the supply of our ship with food, oil and water. For, as you probably know already, it would be an offence for anyone to help us out with the supply of food or oil or water. So we would have to rely upon supplies being brought in over the sea, over the long sea route from Europe. Now, although that would add enormously to our overhead costs, that is not really the big problem. It's the weather. For example, you see, if we were unable to land food or oil or water onto the Comet at regular intervals, we would have to come off the air. There's no question about that whatsoever. And believe you me, with our bitter experience over the last 18 months or so, we know only too well the difficulties involved in landing supplies from, only 4 or 5 miles out, as opposed to landing them from some European port, 700 or perhaps 800 miles away. Which, as I'm sure you'll agree, is one mighty obstacle to overcome. So we come back to our supporters club, and this is what my board of directors and I have decided to ask your views upon, to sort of test your reactions, as it were. One day, you see, we believe, one day soon, perhaps, I say soon in a year, or when a government changes, I think that will be the likely course, a free commercial radio system will be introduced into the United Kingdom. Of that we are absolutely certain. It has to come. But until that day arrives, we want to keep the close links we have forged with all of you. And one way we believe this to be feasible is to organize our club and invite you to join. And among the benefits would be, for example, specially sponsored low-rate Radio Scotland holidays. For example, to France, Italy, Spain, all over Europe, And another thing would be free weekly draws on the premium bond idea, and a bigger prize every month, for example, the award of a car or a house or some other major prize free every month on that basis. Now, naturally, the success of our supporters club would depend on the number who joined the club, of course. And it is to this end that I have decided to ask you to think about what I've been saying. And if you are interested in joining, drop me, please, a line, and I'll be delighted to send you on for the particulars. Now, the address to write to is this. Supporters, I beg your pardon, I will repeat that again. The Radio Scotland Supporters Club, Radio Scotland Supporters Club, Radio Scotland House, Glasgow, West 2. The Radio Scotland Supporters Club, Radio Scotland House, Glasgow, West 2. Now, of course, it would have been much better had we been able to say that your subscriptions would have gone to maintaining our service, no matter what the cost or what the odds under the Marine Offences Bill. But as I said earlier, because we couldn't, or we wouldn't be able to guarantee to keep the service going, principally because of the big problem of supplying the ship with food and oil and water, obviously we wouldn't ask you to do this. But again, if you think the forming of a supporters club is a good idea until we are allowed to come on land, until we are legalised, if I may use that term, in order to keep the station image alive, one of the other things, incidentally, we would like to do would be to promote new shows, introducing amateur sort of talent, singers, musicians, etc., organising all the clan balls again in the areas all over Scotland, to selling all our T-shirts, etc., etc. In other words, to keep the image going, alas, without the voice, until the voice is restored by some other means. Well, if you think it's a good idea, as I said, I'd be delighted to hear from you. And if you, I would also be delighted, of course, to let me know what you think. You, indeed, YOU out there, think of the whole idea. Well, of course, again, if the response is good, then we will go ahead with the formation of the supporters club. And if not, then nothing has been lost. Incidentally, I would just like to mention here and now that already I've received some money from some of you out there. Thank you very much indeed for that. But I'm sorry, I'll have to return the money to you anyway until we get the club formed up. But I'd like to take this opportunity here and now of thanking you sincerely for your tremendous support. I only mentioned this once, in fact, some 3 weeks ago, I think it was, and already I've received, I don't know how many shillings, POs, etc., but I will be returning these to you. It was thanks anyway until we see whether or not the response from you out there is good or not. Well, that's all from me, except to say, if I may, thank you indeed for sending me in sixpences for the Sixpenny Snowball Fund, and I'm sure you'll be very pleased to know that we sent off a very big cheque the other day to St Andrew's Ambulance Association. And again, you'll be very pleased to know, I'm sure, that the June award for the sixpences will be going for the, will be going to the Royal Scottish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. Now that will be the whole of the June award. Excuse me. Now, well, I think that's all until next Sunday, and I do promise to try to get our tape across to the Comet. You see, one of the difficulties in the past has been that I always try to keep my tape late, say, until a Saturday afternoon or even Saturday evening at the latest, and lo and behold, when Sunday, you know, sort of comes round, unfortunately there's either a 4, 6 or a 7 or whatever over the comet and were unable to land supplies and the tapes. However, it's only one thing to do, of course, and that is to make the tapes on a Friday. So anyway, until I speak to you again over the weekend, again, A, very many thanks for your sixpences, and B, I always like to end this way by asking you, if you're driving this week, in fact, if you're driving at all, please drive with care, because you know the figures for the road accidents for the end of until the end of April, I see are way up again, and well, I don't know, we do everything we can on our station to try to promote road safety, and I'm sure the authorities are doing everything they are able to do, but of course the answer lies in your hands out there. If you drive with care, you know, you will prevent, I'm sure, heartbreak in your own home, I'm certain, and in someone else's too. So remember, please drive with care. And until Sunday next, when I may have the opportunity, when I do hope to have the opportunity of speaking to you, until then, look after yourselves, and from me then, bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.
Many thanks to our managing director, Mr. Tommy Shields, for that special message. We invite you to listen to that special message again from Mr. Tommy Shields at 8:30 tonight on 242. Right now, 242 times exactly 16 minutes past 6 o'clock, and it's time for the Norco Show.